Troy Franklin was the second most targeted receiver on a 14-3 offense last season. 104 targets, 65 catches, 709 yards, and he is being drafted like a fifth wideout, receiver 88, pick 227. On paper, that gap is the loudest value in this whole range. This episode is about the one transaction that quietly closed it. The season, 17 games, 65 catches on 104 targets for 709 yards and 6 touchdowns. On half PPR scoring, that is 8.5 points a game, 41st among receivers per game, 33rd in total, WR2/3 production out of a player priced at the back of the draft. 17.8% of Denver's targets in his games, second on the team behind only Cortland Sutton. And the part that matters most for what comes next, his touchdown share was 0.203, just under our fade line. This was not a touchdown mirage. The volume was real, and the scoring was earned. The career says year two was a genuine leap. As a rookie, he caught 28 balls for 263 yards. Last year, he more than doubled the yards and tripled the roll. That is the trajectory of an ascending player, a second-year receiver who won a real job on a very good team and produced like it. The pattern beat gives the case its legs, then the depth chart takes them away. Or what sticks, research says targets are the identity stat they replicate at 0.79 year-to-year across 954 receiver seasons, while touchdowns are the weather. Franklin's profile is the good kind, high, sticky target volume, a touchdown rate that was not inflated. Stickiness says the 100 target roll repeats. There is one problem, and it is not in the data.
Muffed!
The situation is a trade that reshaped his ceiling. Denver acquired Jalen Waddle this offseason per the reporting, and Waddle slots in as the number two receiver opposite Sutton, which pushes Franklin from the ascending WR2 he was into a fight for the third role. Sean Payton runs the offense, with Davis Webb now calling the plays and Bo Nix at quarterback. The machine is good, and Denver's receiver room may now be the deepest in football. That depth is the whole problem. The 100 target volume that made Franklin look underpriced was earned before Waddle arrived to claim a chunk of it, and Pat Bryant and Marvin Mims are in the same rotation. The talent did not change, the number of mounts did.
The price. Receiver 88 at pick 227. The slot pays 4.3 a game, he produced 8.5. Our verdict? Watch list, and the gap between those two numbers is the trap, not the tell. We cannot call a receiver underpriced on a target share that a Jalen Waddle trade just carved into, even though the tape and the stickiness math both loved him a month ago. The market moved for a reason. The caveat runs hard both ways. If Waddle misses time or Payton simply feeds three receivers, 88 is still a bargain for a proven producer. And if the targets split three ways all season, the WR2/3 line does not come back, and this price is about right. Watch the camp pecking order behind Sutton first, Franklin against Waddle for the perimeter snaps, then his September target share against last year's 17.8%, then whether Nix trusts him near the goal line. The player is good. The room got crowded the same offseason the price started to look like a steal. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster. Every player, every week, all season.